nutrition labels could be coming to a wine store near you. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Deirdre Popovich, associate professor of marketing at Texas Tech University, says customers might not like what they see.
How do consumers perceive nutrition labeling on wine? And how does this information impact healthiness perceptions of wine? Our research, with co-author Natalia Velikova, suggests that once consumers read a nutrition label on a wine bottle, they may be surprised by what they read. Consumers often use a simple heuristic of virtue or vice to categorize their consumption, and wine has often been thought of as a virtue, given its touted health benefits in the popular press. The European Union recently passed legislation requiring nutrition labels to appear on wine. Industry experts expect that the U.S. will soon follow suit. In our experimental studies, consumers who read nutrition labels rated wine as significantly less healthy. Sugar content affected healthiness perceptions of wine more than calories, especially for white wines, which tend to contain more sugar. Our studies indicate that U.S. consumers aren't used to seeing nutrition information on wine labels, and most are surprised by it since they don't associate wine with calories, carbohydrates, and sugar. Our research has implications for consumers, manufacturers, and public policy. While most consumers are not motivated to read a nutrition label on wine, this information can shift consumer perceptions. Greater transparency in labeling could help rekindle young consumers' interest. For manufacturers, mandatory nutrition labeling could increase costs related to compliance and testing, although QR codes would likely be an option. Once nutrition labeling on wine is introduced in the U.S., consumers may become more accustomed to seeing this information and using it, although the results have been mixed with nutrition labels on food. The U.S. introduced food labeling in the 1990s, but the obesity rate has continued to climb since then.
That was Deirdre Popovich of Texas Tech University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.